Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Thursday, March 22nd, 2011. I am Bill Buckmaster. Thank you for choosing our program now in its 10th month here on KVOI, AM 1030 in the Voice Network, in Globe on KJAA AM 1240, and in Douglas on KAPR AM 930. We are live streaming this show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. Also, we have our shows available for 24/7 listening at buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. Over the next hour, you will hear from the four Republicans battling it out in the special April 17th primary for the right to meet Democrat Ron Barber in the special election June 12th to complete U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords' term in Congressional District 8. The four Republican candidates are State Senator Frank Antonori, Dave Sitton, sports broadcaster and businessman, Jesse Kelly, project manager in his family's construction business, and Colonel Martha McSally, retired Air Force combat pilot. Each of the interviews you are about to hear aired previously here on the Buckmaster Show. Our pleasure now to welcome Colonel McSally. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Tell me about, we could talk about your fantastic resume, and you've got a lot of firsts to your credit. You retired from the military as a full colonel at age
44.
Yeah, so we could talk about the resume. It's a great resume, but why are you running for Congress?
Well, Bill, I'm running for Congress because I believe our nation is at a very critical time. We have serious, serious issues. There's dysfunction going on in Washington, D.C., and we need leadership, and we need moral courage, and we need someone with the right experience of doing the right thing and an experience in making things happen. And I felt very convicted and called to come home and be that person for this district and this nation.
When did this calling, when was this decision, or when did it start to percolate?
I've had many people encourage me that when I finished wearing the uniform that I should run for office and continue to serve the public in that way. So this seed was planted many, many years ago. I worked for Senator John Kyle from Arizona for a year as a legislative fellow. So I got to see firsthand, how to serve on Capitol Hill and get things done. After I sued the Department of Defense on the Abaya issue, I then actually personally shepherded legislation through Congress and got it passed unanimously in order to overturn that policy once and for all. So this fabric and this thread of potential public service has been in my life for many years. And in the last year, it has percolated again. But I was serving overseas, and I was really struggling with, do I continue to make a difference there? Or back here.
And so you could have stayed on there, certainly, yes, in Germany. You were happy with what you were doing.
I was very happy, yeah.
But Tucson feels like home to
Absolutely.
You?
Yeah. Tucson is my home. I came here first in 1994, bought my house in Rita Ranch. I've been a part of this community for almost a decade on four separate military assignments here. I own 18 acres of land in Elgin, although I haven't paid it off yet, so I guess I don't really own it.
Well, you're very close.
Yeah, and my church is here. I stay connected with them even by live web stream due to great technology. And so very much this is my community. I've been very active in the community even when on active duty.
We're talking with Colonel Martha McSally, one of the five Republicans running in that special CD8 election, which is coming up very quickly. It's a compressed time, not a lot of campaigning. Name recognition is important. People are going to look, I think, Colonel, for kind of bottom line issues, aren't they, in this thing? They're going to say, what is it that separates you from the
right
pack?
Well, and I hope it's not just bottom line issues, but bottom line character about who the person is that they're voting for, whether they can trust them, whether they're the kind of person they think can be in Washington, D.C. doing the right thing, because the level of frustration is very high in the nation and in the community. So I hope they're looking for, I know they're looking for, someone that they can believe in, someone that shows they can get things done, someone who shows they've got the moral character to do the right thing at a critical time in our nation. And so those are the things that I know are going to separate.
I'm going to throw a few issues out at you. You can give me a couple of sentences on each so we can cover a lot of ground. The jobs issue, everybody seems to put that at the top of the agenda. We must create jobs in this country.
Absolutely. We need to unshackle the private sector and the free market economy in order to flourish and create those jobs for the American people.
How about the border?
The border is a serious national security issue that is disproportionately affecting this community. The federal government has failed to secure the border, and it's a very high priority that we, you know, get to Washington, D.C., and we address these critical issues that are affecting our nation and this community.
How about debt for this country?
Debt is my number one concern. We cannot continue to spend more than we bring in. It's a national security issue. It's a national prestige issue. It is our future depends upon reeling in this debt. And so we have got to ensure that we stop spending more than we bring in, and we have got to not hand the next generations the incredible debt that we're seeing going on in Europe right now. We have to rein this in.
Social Security.
It is so important that we are, you know, looking at the commitments that we have made to our seniors, and that we keep those promises and we do that right thing. And as we're addressing some serious issues for the future of our nation, we've got to be agile, we've got to be creative, and we've got to make some hard decisions for the future generations as we're looking at reining our debt in.
You lived in Germany. Foreign affairs have got to be a very important part of your campaign, and I know that many of us are concerned about what's going on in the Middle East.
Right.
Perhaps war clouds, some believe war clouds really are thickening between an eventual, some kind of military action between Israel and Iran.
Absolutely. We have got to, again, at a time that is critical for us, where we are trying to be good stewards of the resources that we have to look at where our national interests and our national values are and make those tough decisions to engage at the right level with the right tools to do that right thing to defend our national interest. And I have shown that I'm, you know, I've got experience in doing that. I understand the international environment, but I'm also not afraid to do the right thing. And making those difficult choices we have to as to where our resources are going to go.
If you were to be elected to Congress and there was military action taken by the Israelis to knock out some of the nuclear weapons capability in Iran, what would you advocate for the United States position to be in that case?
Well, again, the important thing is that we're engaged in identifying where our national interests are, that we've got leaders in Washington that have the moral courage to be looking at this seriously and engaging and making the right decisions in order to ensure the safety and security of American people. So those are the types of dynamics we'll have to deal with, and I've shown I have that experience and that leadership in order to address those types of threats we're dealing with.
You are the only woman in the field of five candidates, so that certainly separates you right there. But what will be kind of the defining issue when you sit down with the other candidates?
Well, I'm used to being the only woman, with the three older brothers, and certainly as I've transitioned into being a fighter pilot. Again, I believe the issue is that we have got to reconnect with this community, and we've got to heal some rifts that we've had even within the community. We've got to address the serious situation that our nation is in, and the people are looking for someone they can trust. The people are looking for someone who's going to show leadership to do the right thing in Washington to represent them and not represent Washington to them. And I've shown that that's a fabric of who I am, you know, that I'm not afraid to stand up for what's right. I'm not afraid to put my career on the line. And that is what I think individuals in this community and in this nation are looking for right now as they're frustrated with Washington, D.C.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. Where are you from, and why did you decide to go into the military?
I grew up in Warwick, Rhode Island. I'm the youngest of five children, and my father died suddenly when I was 12 years old. So it was this largest defining event of my life. My world was turned upside down as a young girl, and it very deeply has defined who I am. I had a chance to talk to him in between heart attacks, and he told me to make him proud, which I've been driven to do since that day. And also, I really, it just was placed on my heart at a young age that every day is a precious gift, and we have to make it matter, and we have to do things that matter. And so that has been just foundational for me, that experience I had growing up.
You've had to overcome a lot of prejudice, I would imagine.
I have at different stages.
Breaking through kind of a glass ceiling, as it's often referred to.
The opportunities that I've had have certainly been challenging, but I've been well prepared for them through my life events, through the character, through my faith, which is very foundational to me, in order to just focus on the mission, do the right thing, and not worry about those obstacles. God made me an endurance athlete for a reason, so I can endure through those obstacles and press forward and focus on the mission.
Did you always consider yourself a spiritual person, even as a little girl?
I grew up in the church, but it really for me became a personal decision when I was at the Air Force Academy. I personally entered into a relationship with Christ and personally became very foundational to who I am, as a sophomore at the Air Force Academy. And that has been absolutely critical, defining of who I am, the decisions that I make, and the course I take is definitely foundational, my faith in Christ.
This is your first political campaign.
It is.
Tell me about the experience so far.
Well, it's been incredible in many ways. I arrived here and I had to do many things at once. We have to organize. We have to fundraise. We have to get out there. We have to talk to the media, as I'm doing right now. And so we're, to use a flying analogy, we're building the airplane as we're flying it. I'm well-trained in those areas, and, I've got that stamina to be able to do all those things. And so it's been an incredible couple of weeks since I really felt convicted and called to step out for this purpose.
Do you consider yourself a people person? Do you like meeting people?
I love meeting people. I really do. I mean, all those who know me in the community will know that I love leading people, I love meeting people, and I love listening to people. And so I'm really enjoying that part of it. I'm an extrovert personality-wise, and so this is...
I think I can tell that after talking with you for a few minutes. And you like animals as well.
I love animals. Mm-hmm. I really do. I finally reunited with my golden retriever, who I left behind when I first... mm-hmm. stepped out in faith to come here and investigate whether this was the time and I was the person in this place to serve like this. So she's here with me now. She was flown over from Munich to L.A. And then my next door neighbors, who are just wonderful people in Rita Ranch, they drove to L.A. and got her for me a couple of days ago. So
we love our companion animals.
Yes, I do. I love all animals. I am an animal person.
Me too. Colonel McSally, good luck. Thank you very much for being with us. Where can folks get more information about you?
That's great. Thanks for asking. My website is McSallyForCongress.com, and that's four spelled out, F-O-R.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Senator Antinori, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, good morning, Bill, or good afternoon, I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. One of the topics in our face-off that we just concluded was that Ron Barber will be very difficult to beat. But first of all, you've got to worry about getting past your four opponents. What separates you from the pack in this primary?
Well, it's actually quite easy. You're going to have either someone who has demonstrated they can deliver results or someone that just basically does a lot of talking and has a lot of hype, and it's really results versus hype. And there's only one guy in this race that has lived and demonstrated his ability to live up to the basic principles of both the Republican Party and the conservative movement, and that's me. I've reduced spending. I've reduced the size of government, voted to reduce taxes, voted to secure the border, voted for the toughest immigration bill in the country, and all the other guys can just talk about it, but there's only one guy that's done it.
What's the issue people really care about?
Well, obviously the economy and the financial situation that the country is in. I mean, we're looking at where 42 cents of every dollar now is borrowed, mostly from foreign countries, many of which we are not very good friends with. And we're spending more money than we could actually generate through our GDP. So the mission would be to bend the curve on spending so that it starts going towards the revenue line in hopes that someday those lines will cross and we'll once again have a balanced budget. We had that problem here in Arizona. We had a $3 billion hole. We had spending increasing faster than revenue, and the legislature made some tough decisions and reduced spending and bent that curve so that the line started going down towards our revenue line, and last year those lines met, and now we have a balanced budget, and we have a projected positive cash flow, and it can be done at the federal level. You just have to have somebody that's proven that they can make those tough votes and votes to reduce spending, and I've made those votes here in Arizona.
If you win the primary, is Ron Barber beatable?
Oh, yeah, Ron Barber's beatable. I've already seen him hedging now on his discussion whether or not he's going to be a placeholder or not. The argument's going to be, what are Mr. Barber's policies? What are his qualifications? What does he stand for? Is he going to repeat the policies of this failed president and the failed leadership that was in the House when Ms. Giffords first got elected, Ms. Pelosi. And if he agrees with them, then I think it's easily a winnable race. Sympathy only goes so far. I think the voters in Southern Arizona are a lot smarter than people give them credit for. I give them a lot of credit. I trust them to make the right decision. They want someone that's going to represent them strongly and represent their views. And they need somebody up there that's going to get control of this fiscal insanity at the federal level and fight to secure the border. I spent all last weekend and the weekend before that in Cochise County meeting with ranchers, and they've said that they've not seen a lot of results. Many of them have taken things into their own hands because they have not seen the help from the federal government. And you know, I think that you'll see somebody that can make a lot of noise and get a lot of things done. I've demonstrated that here at the state level, and there's some on the left, of course, that don't like my record, and that's fine. But the one thing you can't deny is that in the short period of time in the legislature, I've obviously demonstrated that I can deliver a lot of results for Southern Arizona.
This question came in on Facebook for you, Frank. If you lose in CD8 in the special election, would you try again to run in CD2 or instead run for re-election in your new legislative district?
Well, you know, I don't know. It depends on, you know, if I lose the primary and the winner of the primary wins the general, I will likely not seek to unseat a Republican. I'll then make a different option on what my plans are. If that Republican, however, loses the general, then I'll have to see. But I'll file the paperwork. You got to know by May 30th. So right. we'll have a short period of time to kind of figure out what's going on.
Another Facebook question from John. What is the American Legislative Exchange Council and your relationship to it? And do you have any problem with the corporation-backed legislation that organization advocates?
Well, I'm not a member of ALEC because I know that's the left's big mantra out there. They try to demonize everybody that's a member. I'm not a member. I don't need a bunch of people, no matter what group it is, telling me what's right or what's wrong for my constituents. I make up my own mind. I don't need a bunch of folks telling me what to do.
What is the American Legislative Exchange Council?
Well, there's several groups. There's the National Council of State Legislatures, NCSL, which is more of the moderate to liberal organization that helps organize to get sort of progressive legislation through. And then there's the more current conservative one, which is ALEC, that champions more conservative bills. And depending on your political leanings, one is evil and one is good, or vice versa. And that's the left is demonizing ALEC right now because ALEC has been very effective at the state level, getting a lot of their model legislation approved in a lot of states.
State Senator Frank Antonori is with us on the Buckmaster Show, one of the five Republicans facing off in the special April the 17th CD8 primary, which, you know, that April 17th right around the corner. What name recognition's got to be a big deal. How do you stack up now against your other opponents? What do you say about these other people?
Well, you know, obviously Jesse Kelly has a lot of name ID because he was the party nominee in the last election cycle. And the polling that I've done, and I think Mr. Kelly has done as well, shows that he and I are way ahead of the rest of the pack, both in name ID and in popularity with the voters. And I think you're going to see this as, you know, sort of a race. I would say the top tier being Kelly and myself, and then the middle will probably be Mr. Sitton and then maybe Colonel McSally and this guy from Sierra Vista. But and the polling I've got shows their name ID in the single digits. So Kelly and I are in the high double digits. So there's a significant difference there.
Have you met Colonel McSally, and were you surprised that she decided to get into the race?
Yeah, I was. I met her for the first time Saturday night at the Pima County Lincoln Day dinner. Yeah, I was surprised. She literally came out of nowhere. I guess she had been living in Germany the last 4 years and got an epiphany or a calling, as I've heard, and she jumped on an airplane to fly back to Arizona to run for Congress, which is, I think, an interesting approach. But, you know, it's a free country. Anybody can run.
Are you going to make an issue out of Jesse Kelly leaving Arizona to temporarily live in Texas?
Well, you know, it's something the voters need to consider. We went through a lot here in Southern Arizona. We went through redistricting. We dealt with the, of course, the tragedy of the Gifford shooting. We dealt with the city council election. We've been dealing with the what is a battle between Pima County and the state. And, you know, people were looking for leadership. And some of us stepped up to take on those fights. And we've got the political warts and lumps that prove that we were here showing leadership and taking on those tough issues. And some of us didn't. Some of us left and have been gone and laying low, or whatever you want to call it, for the past 6 months or 8 months or 12 months. And leadership, I think the voters need to see, is there somebody that's willing to take on these tough issues or take on these causes and take on politically difficult causes for the good of Southern Arizona and the good of the voters out there? Or are they willing to just hide out and then come back and say, you know, give a lot of nice quotes and theories and comments, when really there's no record of fighting the fight, so to speak? And that's the case with all the candidates in this race. I think they're going to have to explain to the voters, you know, with their lack of a record of fighting for the Republican Party or for the conservative movement, how they can demonstrate that they will do that if they are elected, because they really have nothing to show for it. I've got a record. I've got a strong conservative record in the legislature. And I think that whatever everybody else says is just theory to them, but I've actually walked the walk, not just talked the talk. So it'll be an interesting discussion.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world, with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
You were listening listening to the Buckmaster Show as we air previously broadcast segments of the four Republican candidates running in the special April 17th primary election to complete Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' term. The winner will meet Democrat Ron Barber in the special general election June 12th. It's Jesse Kelly. Jesse, good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Bill. It's been too long.
Yeah, it has been. So how is the campaign going?
Oh, it's great. It couldn't be going any better. VoteJesseKelly.com is the website if you want to get updated on all our events and everything we have going on. But it couldn't be any better right now. Meeting voters, once again, it's campaign season, so it's nonstop. We're having 4 or 5 different events a day either that we're putting on or we're at, meeting voters, spreading our message of lower taxes, a strong economy, and more jobs.
Why? What do you make of these polls? There's been a couple of polls showing that you have a big lead. I think the latest poll showing you have actually a 25-point lead over the nearest competitor, and that's Frank Antonori. You think a lot of that is just the name recognition?
I think it's a huge part of it. We're very humbled by these polls that people put out, but they are just a snapshot. And the voters of Southern Arizona, they don't want to hear about poll numbers. They don't want to hear about how ahead you are or any of these other things. Obviously, we are humbled by the support we are. But they want to hear about how we're going to get America back to work again. How are you going to lower taxes on families? How are you going to get America back to work? How are you going to protect benefits? How are you going to do these things? So, yes, we're proud of the campaign we ran before. We're proud of the campaign we're running now. And we're humbled by the support, but we're focusing on jobs.
And how are you going to get more jobs for Southern Arizona if you are elected?
Well, we have to simply make life easier on businesses. You see, when currently what they're doing is punishing businesses, punishing employers for employing people, and that is the exact wrong direction. These proposed new taxes they're going to levy on small businesses will be crushing for the job market. We need to be reducing taxes on small businesses, reducing taxes on every individual to take that money out of the hands of the government and leave it in the hands of the individual, the people that have earned it. Because when you leave money in the hands of a small business, that business in turn invests that money into the business. They expand, they hire more people, because our economy now, while it is great, can be so much better if the government gets out of the way. We need a bigger economy, an expanded workforce. And when there are 20 million Americans unemployed or underemployed, that is something we need to address, because in this country, that should never be the case.
Jesse Kelly is with us. If you'd like to ask Jesse a question, 790-2040, 790-2040. Bring us up to date, Jesse, on what happened after the election and what were you doing over the past year and year and a half?
Mm-hmm. Well, as most people know, especially after last election, I am not a professional politician. I am a Marine Corps combat veteran. I'm a husband and father of 2 boys. And I also manage construction projects for the family business, Don Kelly Construction, and we do work all over the country. So right after the election, I was not only doing a morning radio show here on this station for quite a while, I was managing a project right here. Then for about the last 5 months, I had to manage a project out of town, and that's what I have to do to put gas in my car, feed my kids, and pay my mortgage. So that is the life of managing construction projects.
But you didn't your residence remained Pima County.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Unless you're offering right now to buy my home so I can move across town, Bill, because right now I'm not happy with my house payment. But yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the other issues, Social Security, changes in Social Security. It was a huge issue in the last election in 2010. Still important? Still a big issue?
Well, it will always be important because we have so many Americans, so many people here in Southern Arizona that rely on these benefits. So we don't want politicians playing political games with them, politicians attempting to influence or scare seniors or scare anybody who has earned their benefits. The policy now in this country needs to be protecting the benefits of the people who have earned them and giving future generations, the next generation, a choice as to whether they want to choose the current system or choose a personal option.
With Israel and Iran, things look kind of tense over there. If you are elected to Congress, what would you advocate as the United States position over there?
Well, for one, tension between Iran and Israel is never, it's not a new thing. It never will be. a new thing. It is, that is the nature of the beast over there. But right now, all options need to be on the table. There's all this talk of, should we intervene, should we not intervene? The truth of the matter is that Israel can take care of itself. They have the ability to take care of itself. Now, we should defend them if they need it. But the truth is, especially when it comes to Iran, they do not need it. They need us out of the way, out of their lives. They have the right, like every other nation does, to defend themselves, and I think they should do so.
Jesse Kelly is with us on the Buckmaster Show, CD8 candidate in that special April 17th primary. There are five Republican candidates. Some of the preliminary polls here indicate that Jesse Kelly has actually a big lead over his nearest competitors. On foreign affairs, again, some are actually even talking about advocating American troops to Syria. What do you think about something like that?
I think that we have enough American troops engaged overseas right now. We have enough lives at stake. We are fighting for freedom, and this is not going to be a against this war, against that war thing. I think the United States is doing exactly what they should be doing to protect our citizens from terrorism, to protect our citizens here. That is the main job of the federal government. But I do not think, given our current fiscal situation, we need to be diving into every single thing across the country.
The border. What about the border issue?
Well, the border issue is actually one that can be fixed if we can win enough elections. And we talk a little bit about that at votejessekelly.com if you want to go check it out. We need to continue to build the double-layer border fence in order to secure our border. It's already the law. It was actually signed into law by President Clinton. It's already been built in places like San Diego, California, and where built, and violent crime has dropped by 50%. Also, the Border Patrol agents are half-staffed, and they've had things like their light helicopters taken away from them by the federal government. We talk to these agents every day. What they need is they need the handcuffs taken off of them. They need to be allowed back onto the border and given the resources they need for success.
Some believe that Ron Barber, who will be the Democratic candidate, if you are successful in the primary, Jesse, that you would be facing Ron Barber, that there was a lot of so much goodwill toward Gabrielle Giffords that it would be very hard to beat Ron Barber. How do you see it?
Well, the way we see it right now is the people of Southern Arizona, the families of Southern Arizona, they want somebody who will focus on lower taxes, a strong economy, and more jobs. That's where this campaign is going to be focused. It's not going to be focused on any other candidate, on any other campaign. Because of the short duration of this campaign, the people deserve to hear what candidates are for, not just what they're against. And we will stand for lowering the tax burden on every American, protecting their benefits, and protecting this nation. And that's the kind of campaign we're going to run here.
This campaign is your opponents all have military service. I think that's a kind of a unifying factor of all the Republican candidates in CD8. What about veterans benefits?
Veterans benefits have to be protected. I understand right now this president is scaling back, or let's just be honest, he's cutting veterans benefits. These are the people that have given up so much physically and mentally, and they've given up their friends to fight for this nation. We only enjoy the magnificent standard of living we have because of the veterans in this country. The veterans must be protected above all else, because at one point in time, they put it all on the line to protect us.
The cutbacks in the Defense Department, is that worrisome to you?
Absolutely, it's worrisome right now. We cannot pretend as if as if we don't have enemies right now. We do have enemies across this world. They're not the traditional enemies. These are not the days of the Cold War where we're staring across at the Russians and other groups like this. Now, the Russians are not friendly, but the truth of the matter is it is not the time to show weakness to our enemies, to scale back on our ability to defend Americans. We have two outstanding military bases right here in this district in CD8. They need to be protected. Our military needs to be protected from these painful and costly cuts, because when we need them and don't have them, then we will regret this.
A lot of concern, too, at Raytheon that the defense cuts could really hurt Raytheon.
Well, Raytheon does an invaluable service as a defense contractor, and as we all know, they're a huge employee in this district. I think the concerns are justified that if this president gets to continue his agenda, that they have to worry about cuts. But when we are elected to Congress, by the way, votejessekelly.com is the website. When we are elected to Congress, we will do everything we can to make sure our defense industry and our national defense is strong.
How's your fundraising coming?
Couldn't be going any better right now. As I said, we've really been blown away and humbled by the support we've seen from people. And I know a lot of that is because people have already seen that we will work hard for them. We will fight for lower taxes. We will fight for a stronger economy. And we will fight for more jobs. And they know that when we get to Washington, that will be our focus.
Jesse Kelly with us on the Buckmaster Show, one of the five Republican candidates in the April 17th primary, which will be here, Jesse, as you very well know, before you know it.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Dave Sitton is a longtime Tucson media and sports personality. Dave is marketing director for the University of Arizona Cancer Center. He previously served as the longtime vice president and GM at Clear Channel Communications Outdoor Advertising. His broadcasting career began in 1981 as the radio voice of UA Baseball. Since then, of course, he's been broadcasting UA sports, baseball, football, basketball games. Dave, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's the first time I've seen you on radio. You're just as handsome on radio as you are on television, so that's a good thing.
Without makeup and no tie. Hey, the Buckmaster guy had to change wardrobes here and get as many pairs of jeans and slacks and a lot of button-down shirts, and I'm good to go.
I think you're poised for a long run here, my friend.
Tell me about this adventure that you have embarked upon. It was not an easy decision, I take it.
No, I don't think it's an easy decision for anybody to elect to put their life on, as you mentioned off the air, just putting yourself out for everybody to see and have a look at you and inspect you. And it was done so with a great deal of care. And most importantly, my daughters, who are adult young ladies, were very enthusiastic about this. And quite frankly, I had eschewed running for office in the past because they, at the time, were in high school or grammar school, and that was not an appropriate time for me, in my belief, to do that.
We've got a crowded field, Dave. So what will your message be that puts you what is your message, and how is it going to resonate here in this field?
Well, let me start about I'm going to answer the question a little bit backwards. The reason why I resonate is because I tell everybody I know and everybody who will listen to me, I'm an American first running as a Republican. I am leery of all of the labels people slap on each other right now, but I have very strong conservative values, and I am more about being an American than anything else, a good American. For those who don't know, I spend a great deal of time studying the Constitution and history when I'm not telling you what the score is of any particular event. The three things, and, you know, quite frankly, Bill, these are can't wait issues. Number one, jobs. I believe that the American experience is fraught with examples when Americans are unchained through regulation and taxation to pursue their dreams. They create jobs in ways no one else in the world can match. So that is number one. We're not going to get jobs by having the government spend tax dollars. It's the other way around. Number two, the border. It is a very difficult issue for us, particularly here in the border states that are recognizing that if you even just take immigration, legal and illegal immigration, out of the discussion for just a moment, I do want to do that. There is reason to believe that between the drug cartels, the extraordinary firepower as militia of these drug cartels, their ruthlessness, the human smuggling that goes on here, and just think about this. We still have enemies. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but we still have enemies around the world that would love to do harm to us. We don't know what could come across in one of those nuclear suitcases and across that border. I don't want to see some grade school on a lockdown just because somebody's threatened to blow it up. I don't want to see these things. So I think we have to secure that porous border. And then last but not least, and this certainly ties into number one, when members of Congress voted to support a 2,700-page bill that I'm willing to bet none of them read, that changed,
probably not.
Yeah, that changed forever the patient-doctor relationship. Well, I can talk a great deal about the economics of this thing, but even more so, Bill, is the fact that your relationship with your doctor, that young lady out there, that 19-year-old woman out there, that 86-year-old man, that 57-year-old woman. Our relationship with our doctor has been changed from a personal one with them to something that is for the state, and that is wrong. I want that bill that has been now known as Obamacare to be replaced by something better and something that fits the American spirit.
I think we have war clouds looming in the Middle East with Iran and Israel. If you were to become Arizona's representative from CD8, how would you approach that issue?
Well, you're talking about something that is obviously very complex. Let me give you some of the bullet points that I think. I strongly support Israel. Two, I strongly support free Arab states. I don't think that we necessarily have to choose. We have to make sure there's leadership there, that those states that would interfere with Israel's right to exist are either calmed down by us or somebody who can do something in the neighborhood for us. I think we have to be smart over there about taking action there. I am a strong believer in our military. Those who know me know I support the military as strong as I can. I never served, but I believe this, that if we are to engage an enemy, that we are to do everything we can to win that encounter with as great force as possible, as unfairly as possible, and as quickly as possible. And if we're not prepared to do that, let's not go to the fight. We are either going to say that this is very serious, weighty stuff, to have our men and women put themselves in harm's way, and we want them to win unquestionably, or we should not go into that space.
You're talking to a lot of people, I'm sure, meeting a lot of people. What do you think that is emerging? Is jobs and the economy, is that the issue?
I get that over and over again. I think, you know, you take a look at the three I just enunciated, mm-hmm. and I think—
Jobs,
that,
border, and—
Yeah, and
the health care issue.
And I think I would tell you that the jobs are first and the border and health care might be tied for second, and depending on who you're talking to at what point of the day. So I know we're on to the right three to get us started. And let's face it, those are just the first three. You just mentioned the fourth, which to me is a military.
Yeah.
In this district, there is a unique characteristic about where we live, Bill, that it's similar to parts of Virginia, San Diego, and Tucson. And in this particular congressional district, District 8, and it will be for two as well, that you have Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, an extraordinary home of the 355th Fighter Wing, which is the A-10 group, and, of course, Air Force South, which is the 12th Air Force, which is headquartered there. And then, of course, you get down to the extraordinary and I wish everybody would tour it, Fort Huachuca, because it is absolutely a magnificent military installation. And the fort has a great deal to do with signal command. And, of course, as you just mentioned, the candidate down there is from Army Intelligence. So these bases are very important to American security and important to our district as well.
And with Raytheon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, what a huge player Raytheon is. So how are you structuring this campaign? It's a very compressed, tight time period. April 17th to be here before you know it, then there'll be early voting. I mean, you don't have much time.
No, it's I don't want to use too many sports metaphors, but this is an Olympic race. We've taken the 400-meter dash and made it 100, and the dynamics are you just do everything quicker. You know, and
yeah.
That's I'm blessed because we have some extraordinary people on our campaign who are either volunteering or on staff or have stepped forward to chair various committees. You will all get to know them in due time, in that very short due time. But I think we are uniquely qualified to move in a very quick and a very efficient manner.
And then there's money. You have to have money to
– What? It's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, you got to get out there and raise a few bucks to get your message
out. And we all do. And that's the way the the election cycles have been evolved to this point. It is a very expensive proposition, and my competitors in this race on both sides of the aisle are all facing the same daunting task: is that you have to get on the phone and say to people, "If you really believe what I'm saying, then I need for you to write a check," and that's what we're all doing.
You say that you are a very true conservative, believe in conservative values. Is that something that's been kind of a lifelong thing with you?
I think so. I was raised – my dad was a very interesting man. He was a successful businessman, but he's from the old world. In 1921, when he was 11 years old, he's the oldest child in a family in East Texas, and they'd been rather well-to-do, but that's a long time before life insurance and products like that. So he went to work without a high school degree. And Bill, it was interesting, when I left for college, my friends still came over to see him. They knew him as the senator. And the reason is because he knew the U.S. Constitution, he knew the Bible, and he knew Shakespeare, and he's prepared to go toe-to-toe with anybody on those three issues. And it was, and he had a great sense of humor. And so that's kind of the world I grew up with parents that were hardworking and instilled those traits to both my sister and me.
And folks that don't know, Dave is very involved with rugby, has been for many, many years. So I guess, is there some kind of rugby analogy with this race? What would this be about?
It's going to be a very hard game. Rugby is a very hard game. You don't wear any pads and you play tackle football. So I think that might work perfectly.
That's very apropos. Dave Sitton, thank you very much for being with us and sharing a few of your thoughts and your issues in this special GOP primary coming up April the 17th. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger & Associates, certified public accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at Flowers Rieger, that's RIEGER.com. Flowers & Rieger is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show.
We hope you enjoyed this special edition of the Buckmaster Show. We want to remind you that KVOI Radio and the Voice Network stations will have exclusive live coverage of the CD8 debate hosted by the Pima County Young Republicans on Monday evening from 7 to 9. Meanwhile, please join us for the Buckmaster Show noon to 1 Monday through Friday on KVOI AM 1030 in the Voice Network and on BuckmasterShow.com. I am Bill Buckmaster wishing you a great day.